You can never, never ask me to stop drinking. Do you understand?
I do. I really do.
All right, here we go. Role play level of concern. We haven't played this in a while.
I'm very excited. I'll get a doozy. I'm always due for a doozy.
Yes. Yeah, and you will have one here. I've got one set up for you right off the bat. So, as we know, we all play the role of something, you know, some person, something, some situation, and then we detail what could possibly happen, and we go around the table. And we detail our level of concern. It's either a pint on the patio, maybe a six-pack and a couple of shots. Now it's Marty Wildwood, our boy from Hamilton.
Yeah.
Which is, what did we, that's six beers?
Six Busch Light, six Bud Light, and I love them, tall boys.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, right? That's probably another level. That's 12 tall boys. And then nuclear levels of concern is still Nick Cage. All right? So those are your options. Let's get this party started. Oh, you are playing the role of the darkness and isolation retreat. You are playing the role of a darkness and isolation retreat. What is your level of concern that Aaron Rodgers will not complete his four-day journey?
I think I'm Marty Wildwood.
Six Busch Light, six Bud Light, and I love them, tall boys.
Six Busch Light and six Bud Lights, because I don't see how any... I just have one question. Does the dude have an iPad in there? Or
no, I don't believe he has access to anything
he's leaving
but
he's leaving in 12 hours. He's leaving in 12 hours, the isolation room.
Yeah.
It's just... I don't care what this guy's all about. We talked about some of his habits yesterday and what he does. He ain't staying in there for more than 12 hours, man. And how much longer do you need to think? Like, you know, if somebody says, let me get back to you, you gotta sleep on it, it's not for 4 days.
No, that's it. That's it.
It's not for 4 days.
Once you've concluded what you have to conclude, and I think he already kind of knows anyway.
Yeah, and I think he's kind of full of baloney where he likes to tell people that he's going for 4 days when in actuality it's 12 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Might be
he's
act.
A bit of a, he's a lot of a hero. I think he likes the public thinking that he's this eccentric.
He's the dude. Yeah, he's the dude. And we had Bart Scott on last hour, and Bart pointed out last year he went through that cleanse where he was just a mess.
Yeah.
And Bart said, you know, it's amazing what rich people will do, to try to prove that they're different or that they have a different.
Give somebody a bunch of cash and a Google machine, you get some goofy stuff.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah.
All right, so you're Marty Wildwood on that one. I like that. Noodles, you were playing the role of Austin Matthews, what is your level of concern this current injury could have an effect on your playoff production?
One beer, two beer, like low. Put it that way. I need to know. And I'll be able to tell you 1 week from now, because if he's back playing, I'm not worried about it. If this continues to bleed on, and now we're looking at 6 weeks and you know, getting back into it after that. If this goes from minimum 3 weeks into 6-7, that Thatcher Demko was supposed to be out 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And all of a sudden it's 12.
Mm-hmm.
You start creeping into some weird territory. Then I'll get concerned. But right now, I'm like a pint on a patio. I'm one beer, two beer type of thing, relaxing, not too worried about it. The playoffs are far enough away that he'll be able to ramp it back up.
Yeah, still 2 months away, but you're right. If it's a lingering injury, no reason to believe that it is or it isn't, quite frankly. The Leafs have not given much detail. But if it's something that you're not going to be back at 100%, is it something that maybe you don't get back on the ice for a month and a half as opposed to 3 weeks?
Right.
It is a difficult one to answer today. It is.
Right.
And I think that's reasonable. You know, there's a couple drinks. It's not pine on the patio. I'm sorry. You can't have your best player out in February for a minimum 3 weeks and just say, oh, I'm cool. It's all good.
With question marks. Nobody really knows.
Well, that's the thing. I'll know. I'll be able to assess it a week from now if he's back or not back. But right now, I'm still kind of chill about it because there's
okay.
plenty of time.
All right.
That's my thought process.
I'm playing the role of LeBron James. LeBron, who is the new points leader in NBA history. What is my level of concern that last night was my last big, big spotlight moment in my career? It's high. It is high because
shall we go to Hamilton?
I think we shall. I think we shall. Go ahead and play Marty.
Nah, we're not going to play.
We won't play Marty. That's well, Marty's apparently we only play that once. Why would we be prepared for more Marty?
It's Marty Wildwood for sure.
That's just anyway.
Got to play it.
Yes, we'll get to it. I'm sure by the end of the afternoon.
Six Bush Lights. There we go.
Anyway, here's why. You've noticed LeBron.
Here's why it is or not.
Here's why it is a Marty Wildwood, and it could be closer to Nick Cage. He's going to have a spotlight. The last game he plays, we're going to know it's his last game. Like, LeBron is not going to pull a Brady and get into an offseason and say, you know what, I've retired. I think he'll let us know. Right. That'll be a big moment. If he plays with his son, which I think is a low percentage chance of actually happening. But if that happens, okay, people will show interest. But in terms of, like, greatness, in terms of, wow, what a moment, it's all about LeBron, that felt like kind of one of the last chapters, if not the last chapter of the career. Because the Lakers are not winning. Like, the Lakers are not good enough to win a title. They're not going to win a championship. I think he might want out. Like, he might want out because he has been saying a couple of times this week, like, I believe I can do this for whoever I'm playing for. You know, not saying I'm going to do this for the Lakers the rest of my career.
Does he really want to fold up shop again and get out of that L.A. market?
He might have
it
to.
It seems like, and I don't know why this would be, Hayes, but isn't packing up shop out of the L.A. market a little bit more difficult than Cleveland?
Yes.
Or, yeah, you know what
is.
I mean?
Like, yes, it time. Is.
He seems to be entrenched. Like
he's a Hollywood guy. He's a Hollywood guy, for sure. But he's still playing at a remarkable level. Like, look at the numbers he's putting up, man. He's breaking. It was a foregone conclusion he was going to break this record. He might add another 3,000 points on top of the record. Like, he's
going to
keep
going.
Is there
any chance he crosses the street and plays for the Clip?
That I don't know. I doubt it because I don't know how that money would work.
Because then he's on a quality team, and he doesn't have to go anywhere.
But then the Lakers will hate you. Right,
yeah. Laker fans. Who cares, man? It's LeBron.
Laker fans would hate him, but I do think that felt like that was LeBron's celebration. You know,
yeah,
like that
I think
was
so.
It. What a moment! You passed Kareem. Everyone was there. Everyone will show up for your last game too. But in terms of like the greatness of LeBron, I think he's got to be a little bit concerned that was his last big moment.
Is there any more records that he can catch that are that significant, though?
Not that significant, no. Not that significant. He can chase down the assist record. Like, there's
That's
a lot of different
thinking.
Things he can chase down. But in terms of, like, a bold record that everyone knows about and focuses on, what he did last night is separate. You're playing the role of Patrick Kane. You're playing the role of Patrick Kane. What is your level of concern that if you don't waive your contract, Blackhawk fans will turn on you?
A glass of water with a lemon. No one's turning on me. I can do whatever I want. If I decide to go and chase a cup somewhere else, I'll do it. I brought you guys three cups. Three cups during an incredible stretch. Like, there's no hate needed here. You really want me to stick around and hurt the team? Like, is that what you want? If I want to do it, I'll do it. But any decision I make, I should have carte blanche.
Well, you do based on your contract, but you don't with the fans. You know how fans are. They're so fickle, man. Those three cups, that was a long time ago, Showtime. Long time ago.
Thank you for calling me Showtime because that's the nickname I deserve.
You deserve it.
What do you think the fans would want me to do?
I think they want you to waive the no trade.
And leave.
And leave. Get out. Absolutely. Because you'll probably bring in a first and maybe a prospect.
Well,
that's
here's
what,
the thing, though, Joe Blow fan. Here's the thing that you, Joe Blow fan, don't understand. When I sign the contract for no movement, you have to respect it. I've got family. I'm connected to the city, and I don't want to leave it. And one of my favorite compadres, Matt Sundin, he didn't do it either. Because he had that.
And what happened? They called him a
what happened to your boy,
five
Max?
Or whatever. Like they...
Exactly. And correction, the team has to respect it. The league has to respect it. The fan doesn't have to respect anything about your contract.
I don't respect your tone is what I don't respect.
You better watch yourself. Because
I'm just saying, it's my right, and if I don't want to leave, I'm not leaving.
Go ahead. You don't have to leave.
How quickly, Joe Blow, you forget about the three cups, don't you?
Listen, those cups were awesome, and you deserve a statue outside of that building.
Yeah, so your cane tattoo on your rear end, what about that? Thank you.
It'll be scrubbed. I'll find a way to have it removed.
Yeah.
Noodles, you are playing the role of Luka Doncic. You can imagine where this is going.
Yeah.
You're playing the role of Luka. What is your level of concern that your future success is tied to Kyrie Irving?
Just play it right now. Just play it.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
You throw imagine. Marty Wildwood on top of it.
Well, yeah, it is.
Double
it is
down.
Nick Cage. Six Bud Light, and I love them.
And Marty Wildwood. It really is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as Sam Mitchell the other day was, you know, talking about how amazing he was and, you know, Kyrie and what he can bring to the table. I'm just not convinced that it comes with a clean slate. Like, as you know, a month in, this guy's going to be a circus again, and it'll be something else. Like, I just feel there are certain athletes, Aaron Rodgers is one of them now, there's just distractions and noise around them. And Brady's creeping into that, you know, with the underwear picture the other day. And, you know, like, it's just, there's guys, just, I don't know what's up with their deal right now. But Kyrie Irving is a distraction,
yes.
Even though he's an amazing player.
Difficult guy to rely on. Like, if you're Luka, you're desperate enough where you need him, and he's there now. It better work for you. And I don't know if Dallas will extend Kyrie, but if it works, they probably will.
What an incredible line yesterday when he said, "You know what? I wish I knew who I was getting in bed with with Brooklyn when I signed there." I was like, the nerd. But don't you think the ownership in Brooklyn is saying, "I wish I knew who I was getting in bed with playing for my team"?
That is crazy. A two-way street, Kyrie.
Insanity, that line.
Yep, Kevin Durant saying that line. The Brooklyn Nets ownership saying that line. There's no question.
Crazy.
All right, final one. I'm playing the role of the Toronto Blue Jays. What is my level of concern? Bo Bichette will walk in 3 years. This is a pine on the patio for me. A lot is being made of the deal that is being reported as done here, that Bo and the Jays have come to terms on a three-year deal, which are the three arbitration years, which means he wasn't going anywhere for 3 years anyway. And if they weren't willing to come to a conclusion on a massive deal and an agreement on a massive deal, then Bo wasn't going to give them a discount on year 4, 5, 6, 7 when he is a free agent. This, to me, means nothing in terms of his future. And it's 3 years is an eternity of pro sports.
It is, Hayes.
3 years is a long time.
Let me bring one thing to your attention, though. It does become frustrating when people like yourself and on MLB.com and our buddy Adnan and all his boys on his panel talk about him and Vladdy Jr. like two of the best young players in the game. And some of them have signed big time deals. And it hasn't just been the kid down in Atlanta that signed the $100 million 10-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Fernando Tatis. There's been a bunch of guys that have signed monster deals, and they must be thinking, why aren't we falling into place here? People talk about us like we're the two of the best young players in the game, and we got to still deal with this kind of stuff?
Well,
it gets a little frustrating.
It can. I think there's a clear separation between Bo and Vladdy in terms of their value and in terms of their production. Vladdy's a clear-cut better player.
No kidding. Bo can't do the Mitch Marner to Austin Matthews thing.
No, exactly. That's it, right? Where there was a connection between those two. That's not going to happen here. That doesn't mean Bo isn't valued and isn't a good player and has the potential to keep growing to be a great player, but he is not in the same category as Vladdy, as Tatis Jr. when he signed that deal. He's not there. So the Jays, understandably, they're somewhat likely reluctant to give him a 10-year deal, 12-year deal at big money. And if you're talking free agency in baseball, it's massive money. So right. Bo's probably saying, you want to buy up free agency years, you got to pay me $25 million a year for those, $30 million a year. The Jays aren't going to do that right now. I think they'd be willing to do it with Vladdy. I think they'd be silly not to. If Vladdy was willing to sign a 10-year deal at a monster number, I think you get that done. And I wouldn't be surprised if that did happen at some point in the next 12 months. But this Bichette avoiding arbitration stuff, it's a smart move. Why keep going back to the well? We talked about it when he filed and when they couldn't come to an agreement. Bichette is a businessman. He grew up in the game. His dad was a big leaguer for a long time. It's not personal. It is purely business. Yep. And 3 years, that's a good run. You got Bichette for 3 years. You knew it before this signing anyway. They had his arb rights. He wasn't going anywhere for 3 years if they didn't want him to. So it doesn't change anything. It just it avoids the awkwardness of having to go through arbitration every single year.
Agreed.
And listen, if he's a great player in 2 years and they can work on an extension, they will, right? I believe they will. But if he walks, okay, then you got a 3-year window right now. That's a long time. 3 seasons to try to strike while the iron's hot. That's more than enough time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Shapiro was speaking with Rob Longley of The Sun and actually was really detailing the kind of culture overhaul they're hoping for. Like, it's kind of interesting messaging from Shapiro where
the party at the end of the dugout is no longer.
That's right. And, you know, they've brought in Kiermaier. They've brought in, you know, a number of veteran guys who they believe can police the room alongside the young guys, the carryovers that have been here for a while. Right. And that's an interesting message. Like that. Yeah. The talent is there, they believe, but it's on the players to police themselves and to motivate themselves and keep themselves accountable,
mm-hmm.
Which is an intangible in a sport that is filled with tangible evidence to determine, you know, how everything's going to play out.
I always wondered that watching those guys at the end of the dugout. It's like sunflower seeds all over the hair, throwing them at each other, laughing all the time. I was like, is that guy's having fun or are those guys a little bit not focused, because it seemed to be a little bit of both.
A little bit of both, but you know what? It's just, I think they're identifying that these guys got to go through the process of maturing more and becoming.
But it got somebody's attention, Noodles, if two or three of them are gone.
Yeah, again, you bring in a Brandon Belt, you bring in a Kiermaier, you know, you bring in guys that are true grizzled vets in the game and that have been around for a long time. And that's kind of the ingredient that they're trying to pump into the clubhouse.
Yeah.
We'll see what it means and how valuable it turns out to be. Mark Kesticher will join us of the NBA on ESPN. He was in the building, called a game last night. History in L.A., even though the Lakers lost the game, which is exactly how everyone knew it was going to play out. LeBron sets the record. They still end up finding a way to lose. So we'll catch up with Mark, get his take on that. Steve Sands still to come. Our picks for the waste management. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.